go. With a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the number one way we power this show, Amazon. For all your Amazon shopping, do it through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, everybody, welcome to another Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as Smooth as a Fresh Jar of Skippy.
Huh.
So, all right. Okay. Wait. No, we got. You can't say that.
Why?
You can't say that
Skippy
because
comes in crunchy.
Yeah, and if you're Chunky Skippy, you ain't smooth. Yeah.
But I'm smooth like a fresh jar of Skippy. I take it up with Bruno Mars, bro.
I think smooth like all natural Skippy would be better.
Well, then I'm smooth like a fresh jar of all natural Skippy at 24 ounce.
You're also as oily as one, too.
What?
Come on. Am Dang, I oily? Bro.
Makeup! I need makeup now.
Ling Ling didn't do her job today.
No, I'm not oily. It might be a little bit of
Was it potpourri?
I got a dollar. Hey. What can put nub in all the wrong places? What can put nub? Once, twice, three times a lady.
What's that from?
That's Eddie Murphy playing
Buckwheat Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I think we have next week's opener. All right. No, I might be a little, I might be perspiring a little bit because of that 2 days of winter and that we had. And then now we're back into, summer.
How does it snow one day and turn into summer the next? It's 80 degrees outside now.
Yeah.
Go
literally.
Home, Arizona.
Bro.
You're drunk.
I think it's like polar vortex last week, Satan's sack this week. Because it blows my, and everybody's sick. Everybody's got the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got the heebie-jeebies.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got the gribblies in the throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of the drastic change in weather.
Yeah.
It was so funny because Lil D actually shared this up on his Facebook page earlier today. He said, welcome to Arizona. Winter is at 6 a.m. Spring starts at 10 a.m. Summer is around 2 p.m. And fall is around 4:30-ish.
Yep.
Dress accordingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally the drastic. Even I was taken out earlier this week, Sunday, just scratchy throat. Like I had swallowed a box of thumbtacks.
And I know you swallow.
Oh, wow. Swallow.
Thumbtacks. Sorry, there was a pause.
I swallow.
I know you swallow. Thumbtacks.
Yeah, your mic just fell out. Your mic cut out is what happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what happened. Don't worry. We'll fix that in editing.
Yeah,
it's kind of like how you swallowed a whole jar of Chunky Skippy.
Smooth like a fresh jar of Skippy.
Is that a Bruno Mars lyric for real?
Yes.
He's corny for that.
All right.
Well, he said,
take it up with Bruno.
I'm too hot. Goddamn. Make a dragon want to retire, man.
That one's kind of hot, though. That's dope.
That's the same song.
Make a dragon one for time, man.
I think you're just attacking that line is because you're attacking me. You've been attacking me the moment that you walked
into the studio. I just don't think you say it too smooth.
I got it. He's not talking about the peanut butter being smooth. He's talking about the actual jar.
The jar is smooth.
It's smooth.
Okay, so then I'm smooth as a fresh jar of Skippy.
You're not delivering it well.
What do you mean I'm not? How is the delivery different?
So say the dragon.
I'm too hot. Goddamn. Make a dragon wanna retire, man.
So that has sauce. Say yours.
Smooth as a fresh jar of Skippy.
That is no sauce. That's charcoal. That's the exact opposite of sauce.
I don't understand what sauce has to do with it. We're talking about a smooth.
He's saying you ain't putting no soul in it. You ain't got no rhythm when you no rhythm.
Yeah.
That's how you say it. No rhythm.
No rhythm?
No rhythm.
No rhythm?
No rhythm.
No,
you ain't got no rhythm when you speaking.
No rhythm.
No. All, Janet Jackson said, we all are part of the Rhythm Nation.
No, we are a part of the Rhythm Nation.
If, oh, that way.
Yeah,
that song,
now he put some sauce on it.
Now you got some rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are a part of the Rhythm Nation.
And then it kind of just, now he's squeezing the sauce.
Yeah. Losing the sauce.
Oh, we, okay, now that I'm in the sauce, let me say it again. Smooth as a fresh jar of Skippy.
Nope.
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 Smooth as a fresh dog, skip it.
Have I been attacking you, though, for real?
You have been attacking me since the moment that you walked in here. Lady K off the Twitter chimes in. It's actually smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy. I guess Lady K's got my number tonight, too. Damn.
Yeah.
See? So, and yeah, that makes sense because Skippy has Chunky. So if you're smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy, yeah, that means you smoother than that Chunky, too.
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
That, that makes more sense. Thank you, Lady K.
Thank you, Lady K.
So it's actually smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy.
Yep.
Now, did I have sauce on it when I said it that time?
No.
Nope. Smoother not than a fresh jar of Skippy.
Smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy.
See, you're putting too much enunciation on your words.
Yeah.
I'm in radio right now. That's my word.
Smoother, not smoother.
Smooth than a fresh jar.
I think my beef with you today is that you're wearing yourself on your shirt, and it's really narcissistic. I think that's my beef today.
Oh, snap. I almost got dumped right now.
I walked in. I was like, how narcissist of this guy?
Dang. That's messed up on different levels.
Lady
that's
K.
Different levels. That's one, cool. You're calling him fat. Two, you're calling him a gorilla.
You're calling me a monkey.
Not just a monkey. He's calling you a gorilla. He said, get out here, Magilla.
I apologize.
Is that why you're attacking me? You're just jealous of the fact that I squeezed my big ass in this shirt.
I do like video games.
That's why he's attacking you.
This is a video game?
Nah.
I think maybe. I got it, though. Mm. I didn't know that this was a video game, but I think I got it.
Uh-huh.
Smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy.
Yeah. That's it.
Hey, no.
Hold on. Let me go to bed 8. Ding, 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 ding.
This guy's on sound bed over there now. Oh, wait, I got it. Smoother than a fresh jar of Skippy. There you go.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
It's wrong to make fun of people, you know, but it's so fun sometimes. I've written for some TV shows, and, you know, on a major TV show, you have to be careful about what you say about people, because a lot of people get offended, or so it has been explained to me. I was writing for an awards show once, and I got into some trouble. I wrote a joke for this awards show that had the word midget in it, and someone from the network came down to our offices, and he said to me, hey, you can't put the word midget on TV. And I said, I sure would like to. And he said, no, midget is as bad as the N-word. First off, no. No, it's not. Do you know how I know it's not? I said to him, is because we're saying the word midget, and we're not even saying what the N-word is. If you're comparing the badness of two words, and you won't even say one of them, that's the worst word. I don't mean to complain about censorship at all, though, because as you probably have seen by now, you can basically say whatever you want on television. It's ridiculous. You can say anything you want. And if you don't believe me, you should watch a little program called Law and Order Special Victims Unit. Yeah. A show that I love, because on that show, you can say the grossest things you've ever heard in your life. No, you can't say, like, the F word. You can't say that on Special Victims Unit. But people walk around on SVU going, like, looks like the victim had anal contusions. Yo, looks like we found semen and fecal matter in the victim's ear canal. Those are two real things that I heard on Law & Order SVU at 3 in the afternoon. Both spoken by Ice-T.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Raw broadcasting live from Studio G at the BDB Radio Network Studios in Glendale, Arizona. It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze, hunched down in the corner office of a more successful business. Here's Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast into 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best Fatnetics. Yeah! I am your host, Corey Blaze. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, joined by Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's up?
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
My little brother, DJ Lil D, will hopefully be joining us shortly here. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on Facebook Live. Tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Just search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the number one way we power this show. We're talking about Amazon.
Yeah.
I am addicted to my Amazon Prime account. Once again, we're making some changes here in the studio. And as you can hear from the opening, we're going to be making more changes. But you won't believe my last purchases on Amazon. I believe I got my coffee top cup warmer. And I love that. I can't remember what my last purchases were. I think everything I purchased lately was just for the studio.
You can conveniently go to your orders and you know.
That's very true.
Timeline.
Don't have time for that now. But I'm telling you, folks, you can also view all of your orders when you order through Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com. If you want it, you can get it at Amazon through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon, the number one way we power Fat Guy Radio Show. Click the Amazon banner today at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Baby.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome to the Shoddy. Whoa, 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 everyone, everywhere. Well, we got a packed show. Am I the only one that's feeling the effects of the change in the drastic weather? Just like instantly, our friends over at ABC 15 put up a picture of snow on the cactus. And then 3 days later, they put pictures of flowers on the same damn cactus.
Right, yep.
And then we wonder why everybody's flooding into the hospital with the death grip.
Oh, yeah. No, My new numbers job sounds like a freaking orchestra of sneezes.
Now, see, that's something that I don't think we even discussed about your new numbers job, is that now that you're working in a corporate environment in an enclosed fish tank.
Yeah.
That is also the cesspool, petri dish, because you're going to experience the one fight that I have on my numbers job all the time is that people come to work sick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they were afraid of losing their jobs, or they don't have anything else going on, or they used up all their PTO because they faked too many sicknesses. And now when they're really, really sick, they have to bring their ass into work because they can't stay home, or they just don't want to stay home.
Am I the only one that just maliciously goes to work when they're sick? Just to infect other people?
See, you were that person. You are that person, aren't you?
I just said I was.
I could totally see you as that person that would maliciously go to work just to spread the heebie-jeebies around.
Like, I'll sneeze on my hand and then I'll hurry up and walk to the door handle because I don't think germs live too long outside of the body. So then I'll just wipe it on the door handle real quick.
I will never touch you ever again.
That's a lie.
it's funny because it's true.
Yeah, that's a lie.
No, dude, like corporate offices are like known for having the gribblies, and everybody comes to work because they're like, oh, I can work through it. Mm-hmm. That's why I love the fact that I have, you know, the work from home thing, because I can shut myself down and completely just lock myself in my own little space.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about getting everybody else sick. And here's the funny thing. I have to go in to my corporate center tomorrow, which is where everybody else is hacking and coughing, so I'm sure I'm going to contract the hibby before the end of the shift.
Do you have a neti pot?
What's a neti pot?
A neti pot. It's like a little, it looks like a teapot, but you pour warm water in it with some saline packets.
Oh.
And then you put it in one nostril, you tilt your head, and then it comes out the other nostril.
Oh, yeah, I have that. And I have a neti pot, and here is my handle. And here is my spout.
Ooh.
He says that with more soul than Bruno Mars.
Tip me over and pour me out.
That's a lot of pouring.
That's because he's white.
That's because I got a lot of sauce. Thank you, Ashley.
He is not white. He's blacker than all of us.
You are experienced.
Sauce. What is that? White gravy?
No. Sweet Baby Ray's?
Wait, wait, what did you say?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Years ago, DT, you said that I bleed some kind of sauce.
Ragu.
Ragu, yeah.
Swagoo.
No, you ain't got no sweat.
Yeah, no.
So are there people hacking and
oh, yeah. But I'm used to the living in a cesspool because before this new corporate America number job, I was in the second biggest cesspool there is.
Ah, that's very true. But you were in an open air cesspool.
True.
Now you're in a closed down petri dish.
True.
Bruh.
But at the other part, you're dealing with kids who don't know anything about Jack Diddley about hygiene.
No.
So
no.
They're wiping their little nasty and skeevies, and they're coming
skeevies. That's a great word.
Without telling you that, hey, I just wiped my nose with this hand. They'll give you a high five wide up in the open.
Just walk.
So
right
you're
up
walking
to you.
Around, and you're contracting all these diseases because your hands is touching their hands, and you're like, oh, hey, high five, and this is my, and like me, I don't give like two cares. So like after I give a high five and everything, I'm like wiping my hands. The next thing I'm like, oh man.
I'm not
knowing half the time. You know how often I got sick working at the school.
All the time. That's why we make you walk through one of them hazmat tents.
Well, now that I know that the air is what's causing it, because I don't shake too many people's hands at the job, and then I have my own computer and my own headset and everything, so it's all my own stuff.
But it's in the air, though, man.
No, that's why you didn't let me finish.
Oh,
I'm saying,
sorry.
Now that I know it's only the air that I have to worry about, I'm like stocking up on like vitamin C's, yeah, and like doing all this, the preemptive stuff,
but
like the airborne,
wearing a mask.
But it's also the nature of the beast, because our corporate jobs, our numbers jobs, they put the demand on you per se.
Yeah.
You know, I love the fact that they always talk about this, you know, work-life balance.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no such thing.
That doesn't exist. Work-life balance is the same as black unity. It doesn't exist.
Preach.
So
preach.
They want you to stay home when you're sick, mm-hmm, but then when you stay home when you're sick, the work piles up, and then you get eager beaver co-worker colleague that's ready to backstab you at the moment's turn to take the work that's been stacking up, mm-hmm, and do it better than you, mm, to show that you are better. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a catch-22. Do you stay home sick and risk losing your job or being eliminated? Or do you go to work sick and just infect all the bitchy ass people that you drive you crazy?
That's second one.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, definitely. You answered your own question.
You go. I did answer my. The answer
sure,
was
sure.
in the question.
Yeah,
exactly. Sure.
You just go to work gribbly and sick. I don't know. I'm not looking forward to it. I hate being sick because when I'm sick, being the breadwinner of my household,
mm-hmm,
and being the lead on so many projects and so many things, mm-hmm, when I get sick, nothing gets done and it irritates me.
The only time I don't go to work sick is if I have the Pepto-Bismol upset stomach diarrhea type thing.
Upset stomach diarrhea.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hot nausea, heartburn, indigestion. Upset stomach diarrhea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing worse about sitting in a chair with like some semi-wet drawers. You know, you just kind of slide.
Why are your drawers wet?
Because
I just told you I had diarrhea.
Yeah.
Wait, your diarrhea is wet?
When
like
you're
that?
Walking downtown and your pants are turning brown, diarrhea. Diarrhea.
What's that from?
When you step up in a room and your pants go boom, diarrhea.
Oh,
that's Chappelle's show, isn't it?
Diarrhea.
Oh,
that
Chappelle's
show?
God.
It's actually just a kid's song, bro.
No, it's not.
No, it is. It was a kid's song. We used to sing that way before Chappelle came out. But because like it's a famous kid's song, Chappelle put it on his show.
Okay, so Chappelle did do a skit like that.
He did do a skit like that.
That's hilarious. I've never heard that as a kid, though.
I've never heard that either.
We used to sing that all the time as a kid. Because there's all different kind of nasty diarrheas.
You from the hood, Ben. All I did was say, hey, hold your tongue and say I was born on a pirate ship.
Or smell I cup.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I was going to say. That's the only one I knew. I see you pee.
Yeah, you see me pee. Hey, Corey.
Yes.
Quick question.
I'll entertain a question.
What were you eating under there?
What?
What were you eating under there?
I wasn't eating under there.
What were you eating under there?
Nothing.
What were you eating under there?
I wasn't eating under there.
What were you eating under there?
I wasn't eating under there.
What were you eating under there?
I don't know. What was I eating under there?
What were you eating under there?
What were you eating under there?
What were you eating under there?
I don't understand where this is going.
What were you eating under there? What were you eating under there?
Speaking of, I see.
Doug, what were you eating under there?
Doug?
Where was I eating underwear?
Underwear? Oh, you were eating underwear.
Speaking of ICUP,
That's what I missed.
Yes. All you had to do, like, knowing when someone says, what are you eating? And then you're like, underwear. And then they're like,
where was I eating underwear? Like,
underwear.
Oh. Right.
And here's another
one. Well, you know I come from a broken home.
Here's another one. DJ, are you gay?
No.
Does your mom know you're gay?
No.
Oh, she doesn't know you're gay. Oh,
I guess I'm gay.
Oh. Speaking of
I'm a loser.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. He plays that after my joke about the me being gay. Are you trying to say being gay is like are losers? Like I'm confused, Corey.
Don't get them on our backs.
You are not about to cabin on me.
I'm just saying.
Show me your calendars.
I'm just saying.
No,
I don't want to get attacked by Jesse Smollett's Nigerian brother.
Oh wait, it was fake. Sorry.
No, you mentioned the iCup. That jogged a memory of the ICUP.
Yeah. Lil D just popped in.
Yo, he sees a black man and he got scared.
He thought it was one of the Nigerian brothers.
What happened? All the levels jumped up. Everybody's on the porch. Everything's turning red over there.
Oh, man, that's just you.
I don't know why. I jumped with Lil D walked in right now. I don't know why.
You really did.
But
though.
No, you said ICUP.
Yes,
have y'all ever seen anybody pee? Like, do y'all watch people
okay,
pee?
Now, yeah, no, because this is going, awesome. No, no, you cannot do this with Lil D in here. He can't handle himself.
Well, it's happening. So I really, really had to pee. And when I have to pee and I'm on the road, there is no place I go other than QT.
Oh.
They got the cleanest bathrooms.
Dude, yeah.
It's pristine.
Uh-huh, 100%.
They're freaking nice.
And it depends on what QT you go to, because there are some QT, I won't mention it, but those of you that are locally know this, there's a QT that may or may not be on 19th Avenue and Dunlap that you don't want to frequent too often.
Yet to been to a QT that I would not want to frequent.
You talk about the one where the hookers is at.
Yeah, that one is a little sketchy, but...
What
19th?
19th and Dunlap?
And Dunlap. Oh, okay, word.
You really go... You always go
That's
to the
That's on my do not go list.
You know what? When I'm on the road, my travel stop, if I can... If I have to go, would be the QT.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't do the foo-foo number two.
I would do
publicly
a
too often, but if I had to, it would be a QT because they do keep them up.
Now, do you go quick?
You fine.
Do you go quick when you have to do number two in a public place? Do you try to go in and hurry up and just drop it and get the hell out?
No, I go in there and I set up a laptop, an Audemum. I order tea service.
An auto what?
And an Audemum.
An Audemum, and I set up. Hi, everybody. This is Corey Blaze. I'm here in your QT, and I'm going to take a foo-foo right now. I think I'm going to take a foo-foo. It's going to be a lovely foo-foo. It might be a little bit of a stinker, I would say, but I'm going to have a foo-foo right here. It's QT. Here comes one now. Boy, that one's got corn. Bloop.
Why does corn stay in there?
Bloop.
Got to add that on there. He does.
Yeah. But you go to the QT too.
Yeah,
you
Ashley King off the Facebook said, I got swamp A. And yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
It happens.
Hey, Ashley, try being in this 120 square foot room with him.
She said, right? You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that your wife or something?
Nah.
How'd she know you so well? How did she know you got a swamp ass?
Are you implying that I do and my wife would know I do?
Well, I'm implying that she should know what you have because she's your wife.
I'm just saying swamp ass is a chronic disease.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's clinically known that if you got swamp ass, you got swamp ass.
And it's funny that you say a chronic disease because usually when you get high, you really got to go boo-boo. So and it's funny because I had to go to that QT to go boo-boo.
Oh.
Like it was one of those. I don't know what I ate.
Was you in there for a long time?
Well, here's
or you
the thing.
Stop dropping row.
So I pull up. I also had to get gas and air in my tire.
Which QT was it? Which area of town do you know?
I want to say it's 99th and the freeway.
Okay.
Oh, off
like
Van
right
Buren.
There off of Olive. No, Olive.
Oh, that's Olive?
Yeah, 99th and Olive.
So the 101?
91st and Olive.
So the 101. Oh, that's a little sketchy of an area over there.
No,
you,
it's not.
Yeah, you are
that's
because
a nice area.
You are east of the 101 and
it's
not
right,
west of the 101.
It's like right under the 101, though. 91st and Olive is like right there by the 101.
91st. Is there a Home Depot over
yes.
there too? Okay. You in the hood, bro.
It's not the hood.
It is. You in the hood.
You're just scary and uncultured.
You are correct.
So, backstory, I like to do Kegels and it paid off. So,
I thought women did Kegels.
Men can benefit from doing Kegels as well.
Okay. Okay. So, I want to hear. I want to hear from the Kegels, but let's take a quick break right here. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back with the other side of your
shoe. I'm a little deep.
You do Kegels. I've never heard a guy do it unless he was gay. I'm just saying.
Doing Kegels?
Yo, yes. This is not turning into a gay bashing podcast, man.
I'll tell you why.
Kegels, radio show.
I'll tell you why Kegels is for women.
All right. So let's take a quick break. On the other side of this, I don't think I loaded up my new commercials. Ain't that about a something?
We can do a Kegel commercial.
No, we can't. All right. Let's go. Let's take a quick break right here. That just kind of timed up perfectly for some reason. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back on the other side of this, fatguyradioshow.com.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Kathy, guess what day it is? Aw, come on. I know you can hear me. Jim. What day is it, Jim? Martha, guess what today is? It's App Day! Woo-hoo!
Corey, how happy are folks who download the Fat Guy Radio Show app?
Happier than that idiot who thinks App Day is the real thing. Download the Fat Guy Radio Show app today for your iPhone and iPad at fatguyradioshow.com/app.
We are sorry, oh so sorry, sorry, we'll never do it again.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
All right, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by Target. Target, free two-day shipping for hundreds of thousands of items on orders of $35 or more, or free same-day in-store pickup from any Target, plus free and easy returns. Target makes it easy for you, your family, and friends. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/Target or click the Target banner on our website. Low prices, the hottest deals, and Target exclusives start at fatguyradioshow.com/Target, and we thank you for doing so. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are just joining us, DA was sharing a QT bathroom story, and I'm going to try to fix something that I did wrong. So, DA, continue on with your QT restroom story.
Yeah, Mr. Kegels.
So, we'll get back to the Kegels, because that's BS what you're talking about. But I'm glad I do my Kegels, because...
I do my Kegels,
and it all ties in. I'm running to the bathroom, and you know how sometimes you bounce and like you dance and stuff?
Who? Bounce?
Like you bounce, like you know, when you gotta go, like you're just bouncing a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
bounce.
Bounce, shake.
Mm. We I said was three different songs.
And I started dancing all late.
Three different songs.
You get a trio when you mess with us, okay?
But it's like one of those when you unzip your zipper and then it just starts.
Y'all ever had those? Yeah. Wait, hold on a minute. Yes. I'm familiar. I'm familiar with this.
I have a feeling there's a song coming.
Because when you say that, when you unzip your zipper and it just happens, I'm familiar with that. Oh, yeah.
Not like that.
No. She slowly walked in. With that floss on, everything was nice. The moon was just right. As she walked over to Corey, he was naked with the shirt on.
Oh, naked with the shirt on.
He was naked.
Y'all tied a
shirt on.
Everything from the bottom was hanging out.
Oh.
Which ties into my story.
As his ashy kneecap with one church sock on, with one house shoe on, he slowly walked over to her. And as he gave her a kiss, all we heard was,
What the hell is quarantine with DT?
That sexy summer mama.
Go on.
I kind of want to know how that story ends.
Go on, dude.
Like, he's a good storyteller. Like, when he said, yo, ashy kneecaps,
I felt it.
Like, I pictured, like, some really black kneecaps, too, Corey. Like, the kneecaps is much darker than the thigh.
Bro, I knew exactly how it looked because I looked at Corey's hand and saw his ashy knuckles.
The knuckles do match the kneecaps.
Exactly. If your knuckles is ashy, your knees is ashy.
Right.
I think the three correlate. The knuckles, the areolas, and the kneecaps.
The
ankles.
Hey, just like my theory of the fact that the color of your nipples is the same color as your unit.
Nope. Yep. What?
I'm gonna have to check that.
So that means I got two-tone nipples.
Little D, you share it too much.
You got a two-tone.
You share it too much.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie.
You see this? Oh, no. We are not about to start sharing. All right, DA.
I got chocolate chips on my.
Well, the mushroom's naturally lighter than the rest,
DA,
right?
DA, stay focused. QT restroom.
Because now I'm thinking, is the shaft?
Don't think. Just tell the story.
The shaft and the mushroom is two different colors.
Oh, my Lord. We are on broadcast radio. This is a friendly family. Don't do it. Just what's your QT story?
Where was I at?
Oh, about the Kegels?
No, he wasn't. He was talking about QT. Oh,
so you said you walked in, so I was zipped down, and your Kegels fell out.
I didn't zip down yet. I was about to zip.
Oh, and your Kegels fell out.
So I'm rushing in, and I don't know. Is it just me that, like, you just kind of naturally look at see who's in the bathroom?
No.
You don't do that?
No.
Oh, who's the stall number two?
Oh, I do. No. I'm definitely peeping out who's in there because I want to know who's about to rape me.
And yeah, exactly. I like to know my surroundings. Like, if there's somebody at the stall, I want to know, like, okay, somebody's here, somebody's here, and then I can go there. I walk in, and I see the precursor to the Momo challenge.
What's the precursor to the Momo challenge?
You got me.
A grown trucker's ass cheeks.
Oh, you at the truck stop?
Wait, hold on. I'm at a QT.
I gotta give you one. Wait a minute. Reverse that. Say, what did you see again?
A grown trucker's ass cheeks.
Our board is just taking an S, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, look, hold on. Pause.
Yeah, pause, right?
Hey, y'all keep hearing all these sound effect issues. If y'all don't start shopping Amazon.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, anybody out there who's listening right now, I've never done this before.
Uh-huh.
If you want to send us about $1,800.
No.
$1,800 is a donation that we need right now. Because our soundboard is about to take an S. And I'm telling you this right now. If the soundboard goes out, the show is over.
Or.
Serious moment over.
Or get 600 subscriptions to Afterburn and pass them out to your friends and family.
We ain't got time for that. We got some heavy hitters. We have some heavy hitter listeners out there.
Okay.
$1,800 check, P.O. Box 41506, or hit me up. FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com, and we will give you the business. I'm sick of this. It's ridiculous. We keep having issue after issue. Don't. Every week we're having a problem with our board.
If Robert Kraft is listening, we do favors.
Bob Kraft.
No, the
I'm
guy from.
To,
I'm
trying to put out a plea. Here and you two are doing shtick over it.
Oh, that was a shtick? I'm supposed to be serious. Yo, I will massage.
He is. Or that guy Andy.
Watch
from Fire.
His levels. He keeps going on the porch. Or is my headphones are the only one that are blowing.
Don't
out.
Doug know how to build those? Don't you know how to build those from scratch?
I can build a lot of things.
No, seriously, don't you know how to build those for the computers? Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Well, I'm over here trying to fix something. You guys are just all over the place. Can you please tell your QT story and stay on it no matter what these, what Lil D throws at you?
All right, Rubes. Because
his job is to throw you off track.
All right, Rubes.
And you can't focus long enough to not allow him to do it. Stay on the story while I do this. I'm turning the show over to you, co-host.
Uh-huh.
Co-host.
Okay.
Well, he is. I'm hosting. I'm messing it up.
So. I get in there. I see this grown trucker's ass cheeks.
Oh,
And this has never
white,
happened.
Black,
white,
ashy.
White,
ashy.
White.
Ashy.
And here's the thing:
do white people get ashy?
Yo, quit throwing me off, Corey.
I'm not.
Will you keep doing this?
That's a good question, though.
Quit throwing. Shh.
And use baby oil.
I'm trying to facilitate.
Keep going. If you don't bring attention to it, just keep going.
I don't know, but this involved because here's my question. My boo-boo and my pee-pee, they simultaneously went away.
When you saw the truck.
When I saw his butt, I was like, It's something like a 3-year-old. You know when you're 3 and you kind of just pull everything down around your ankles?
Yeah, that's what he did.
That's what he did. And I didn't have to do anything anymore. I didn't even have to get gas. My gas tank was full. I just left. Has that ever happened to y'all?
You got scared off from going tinky tinky dropper dude.
He was 6'4". God. Probably about 300.
What'd you think he was going to do?
I don't know, but it was weird.
Take his innocence. He was going to make him a...
What did you think he was going to do?
No, those truck drivers are scary, though. When I was over the road truck driving, when I was a rookie at it, yes, I was at this one place, and I kid you not, this white truck driver, not that race has anything to do with it.
It doesn't
But
mind.
I was in Iowa, and... I was having a hard time closing I had to swing doors. I was having a hard time trying to close it because I didn't really know how to close them. You had to click the tops and everything. So
what is that for, a swing door?
The swing door is on your trailer. So some trailers have the roll-up doors, but when you're over the road driver, you have swing doors, which means both doors open out. They swing out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm having a problem closing my door. He comes over right behind me.
Ooh.
And he's this big truck driver.
You sure do got a purty mouth.
And he was smelling good. Like, he must have sprayed himself in the truck.
Oh, you got
fresh.
That close to him that you smelled him?
I was closing my door. He comes behind me to help me.
Okay.
But he had his fragrance on. Like, he just sprayed himself and comes over. Because he was smiling at me to begin with. Scared the hell out of me. He comes behind me. Oh, let me help you out there.
Oh.
And he's like huge.
You sure
I'm all
do
little.
Got a purty mouth, boy.
He like just steps behind me. It's just like, say you're doing something. And you know, you don't know who's, but somebody just comes right behind you, walks right behind me, scares the hell out of me. He's like, I got this for you. Let me help you.
Kind of like how you just walked in the studio.
Pretty much the same thing.
Well, it wasn't because he walked up behind me. It was because he was black. D.A., you let a hairy, the guy, the trucker guy had his pants down
cheeks
to his
red.
Ankles.
Yeah.
He said the cheeks look like a silverback gorilla.
No, I'm telling you, I've seen two things that messed up my month. Two things messed up my month. That Momo challenge picture and that picture of that booty at that stall.
I don't remember the Momo challenge.
What is that
picture?
Again?
I didn't see the Momo challenge. It just happened a couple days ago.
DT, are you familiar with this?
Yeah, it's this picture of this girl whose face has been like mutilated.
It's like a demon.
It's not. It's like some girl just like it's. Here, I'll pull it up.
Yeah, it's the equivalent to a demon. Don't show it because I don't want to upset the viewers.
Oh no, they're already upset.
Show me. I never saw this. Never heard. Well,
but yeah,
the Momo challenge. So,
but honestly, the trucker's booty was number one. The Momo booty. Challenge is two.
I've walked into the bathroom before.
It's these pictures here, and what happens is like these pictures have been showing up in videos. On YouTube, kid videos like Peppa the Pig.
Yeah, like one that murdered Peppa the Pig.
And so what will happen is like it will tell kids like, oh, wait for your parents to go to sleep and whatnot, and then do this stuff.
Yeah, kill yourself.
Harm yourself, or kill your parents, or like stab, or take some pills, and like.
Oh, okay. Lady was asking Trinity yesterday if she knew about that. That's what she was asking her about.
Yeah,
my daughter was like, no, I don't know anything about it. And I was like, what the hell is she talking about? But she asked her yesterday, have you heard about this? So. Because she's always on her little phone or whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess a lot of kids know about that.
Yeah.
So Lady asked my daughter if she knew about it.
There's not a lot of people that know who Lady is. Lady is Little D's betrothed. His betrothed.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't even know what that means. But yeah. Whatever he said.
Paramore.
Paramore. Whatever he said, too.
That's a group.
But. She didn't know, fortunately, thank God. But I told her we'll talk to her about it just in case she does decide to figure out or sees it surface.
Which is important because
it is.
Because Trinity, my little niece, is got a YouTube channel and I got a Facebook request from her that freaked me the hell out. I'm like, how did I just get a Facebook request from someone who still has crayons? You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. But
did she like draw it and then send it to you?
I don't
like,
know how she Facebook requested me, but it said Facebook request.
Did you accept it?
No.
Didn't accept mine either.
Of course.
Don't feel bad.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to these.
I got a Facebook request from a tomahawk. And it came in smoke signal.
I got a Facebook request. I ain't got nothing.
I got from Michael Jackson.
I've walked into bathrooms before where dudes have had their pants down around their ankles. Now, it happens, believe it or not, more so on the college campuses.
Why, though? Why does it happen with
I think it's just funny. But old people, because, dude, this is honestly what I believe. I believe men at a certain age, and I don't think any of us have gotten to this age, but at a certain age, men just don't care anymore. We don't care if you see it or if you don't see it. It's just like, you know, because you realize the process that we go through in our life. When we're little, we go through the discovery phase.
Right.
And then we get into school, and now we want to have other people discover it. You want to show it off to everybody.
Yeah. Right.
And then when you become a teenager, you learn what it does.
And right. Then you start using it.
And then you start using it for what it was intended. Then when you get a little older in your teenage years and the college years, now you want to again show what you learned, what it could do to somebody else and do it to them.
Right.
And then when you get into your middle age ages, now you're lucky that it's still there and you're hoping that your wife touches it because your kid then kicked you in it so many times. And then after that, the next level is, okay, it's still there. Does my wife want to touch it? Okay, she doesn't. I want to touch it. No, I really don't. Mm-hmm. And then the next level is, you know what? Damn it. I don't care who sees it. That is literally the evolution of the man and his penis.
You have a point there.
I can back him up on that because in my gym, in the mornings when I go in there, especially the old gym, and Awatuki, that will be.
Yeah.
There was this white guy. Everybody's white for some reason. Not race has to do anything with it, but he was an old guy, guy. I want you guys a picture. Gray hair. He had a he was in a sauna, but he comes out all the way naked, like no care. His little fire thing was red. red. It was funny.
I was about to ask, did you look?
It was right there. He like came out.
He said his little fire stick was red.
It was like his little Amazon fire stick.
He was like red.
Bad product placement.
White.
Sorry, Amazon.
He was pale white, but because he walked out like it, he didn't care. And it was red, like a red mushroom. Yes, probably. But he didn't care.
Ew! Wait, question. Was it the same color as his nipples?
I didn't look that deep, I'll be honest with you.
It was the same color as his nose.
Right?
But Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. We'll find it hard to sleep tonight. That is a disturbing ass Christmas song following that topic.
And then, last one. There was another one. He was on a bench.
Oh.
Towel open on the bench.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Listen.
Yeah.
They're called women. All right.
Hey, hashtag me too, little D.
Yeah.
No, I wish I wasn't. I was going to see some of that, though. I ain't gonna
stay focused.
Back to C, though. But
stay woke.
This one, they really haven't cared in the world. Had a white towel.
Oh.
He's sitting on the bench, one leg literally up. I'm like, you gotta be cocked open. Sandy Balls was like, this on a bench.
Lil D just
there.
Literally experienced it right now. He literally illustrated the leg cocked up right now.
That's smell.
I'm not gonna tell y'all what I saw. It wasn't pretty.
That's something you don't want to see.
I honestly do think that men at a certain point just don't care anymore. They just really just don't care.
It's not
anymore.
Like I don't care, but like, why pull your pants down to your ankles?
That's what I don't understand.
Probably needs a belt or something. I don't know.
Do you do that, Corey?
Yes, I do it just to make sure everybody can look. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a quick break right here. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. And we're going to be talking some weird-ass friendship love fest triangle that's going on in D-Tay's world.
I can't wait.
Right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
G14.
Hello, everybody. You might not know who I am, but my uncle is the star of this show, and my daddy is on this show. So yes, I'm talking about Uncle Corey and my daddy, DJ Little D. Now I'm doing this commercial to tell you to tell all your friends to listen to the show and buy the bonus show afterward. Now I'm only 10 years old, so I can't buy the bonus show, but you are old enough to buy the bonus show, so why don't you just buy it? Don't all big people have all the money? It just makes sense. So go to fatguyradioshow.com/afterbird and subscribe. I promise you, if you do, I'll tape another commercial, because who doesn't like a cute little girl's voice on the radio? And sorry, my sister was making all that noise.
Listen in your office.
Back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network. featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's give my niece Trinity a hand for that commercial.
Yeah.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
She smelt my heart. That was my daughter's.
All right, calm down. I got a commercial to read here, ladies and gentlemen. It's for Afterburn. Yes, we got a 10-year-old to do an Afterburn push. We will sell out our kids for anything on this show.
Hey, kids is big money.
I'm telling you, cute little girls on radio sell. Afterburn is our, if the weekly shows aren't enough for you and you really want to hear us, let our hair down. Subscribe to Fat Guy Radio Show's monthly bonus show, Afterburn. And if you really want to kick it in and make a difference, become an elite bonus show subscriber. As an elite subscriber, you get access to our exclusive Facebook group where we live stream the taping of Afterburn. And trust us, it's worth having a look. It is worth having a look. You can sign up for Afterburn through our partnership with Patreon. Your subscription will never lapse through automatic secure payment features. $3 to hear it, $8 to see it. You'll never know what's going to happen on Afterburn because there are no rules, no commercials, and it's uncensored. Subscribe today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn or click the Afterburn at the top of our website. Afterburn, highly recommended by 1 out of 10 fourth graders.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right.
I was so into the song because you DJ just be bringing these hits right here, man. He's like, I like the old school stuff.
I don't know. He do be bringing the hits, but so does some of his friends and their relationships be bringing some hits and stuff because you know DJ loves to get wrapped up in some drama.
It's story time,
so,
DJ.
So fellas, I have a question.
Fellas.
I'm all ears.
We'll entertain a question.
How do you guys feel about people getting married to someone older than them?
All right, DA.
I have no problem with it.
Lil D?
How old?
Let's say you and your spouse had a 17-year age difference.
That's fine.
Nah, 17 years is kind of pushing it. Within 10 is fine, but they did a study about that. If it's over 10 years, that becomes like a problem.
Who's they and what did they study?
Well, I listen to these sex podcasts, and they always study all this kind of stuff. Okay, so, interesting. Very
informative. All right, so Lil D, you're kind of in between.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
10 is fine, though.
Let's look at the word marriage.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Let's just look at that for a minute.
No. Hey, if a guy can get a girl that's younger than him, more power to him.
R. Kelly.
But I ain't going to lie. Everybody on the show knows that I have a thing for cougars. I've always said that.
Yeah, you all have. Right.
Course,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, that's why.
Let's say you are.
Oh, but you're over the age of 18, correct?
34.
Okay. I'm doing some math over here, ladies and gentlemen.
And you marry someone 17 years your junior?
So how many years is that, DA?
17 years? Or the junior?
No, because if he's 34.
17.
Oh, well, yeah.
How do you guys feel about that?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, because it's backwards. 17.
Minus
yeah,
17. It's,
oh, wait, yeah, the junior because it go back.
Oh, wait a minute.
Good job, Lil D.
You know what I mean?
Black excellence over here.
Hey, this is Black history right here. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. I just did the math and that just don't add up. hold on. I got to get one of these.
Miami lost.
17.
That would be 34
years younger than 34.
Yeah,
that is
17.
That's not legal. That's not legal.
Jim Amato off the Facebook said most radio hosts/podcast hosts are in those type of relationships.
That is so true.
Looking your way, Corey.
Ah, thank you, Jim.
Jim, if I was dating a college sophomore, that still wouldn't be 17 years younger than me.
Okay,
how old do you really think I am?
So, question.
Damn.
Is it like, okay, I'm closer to my quinceañera or I'm 17, you know, about to be 18?
So said person just turned 17 in January.
To your quinceañera.
Yes. That's sweet 16, if you will.
That's still pushing it, though.
That's actually 15. You're technically
closer to your 18th birthday.
I know.
But here's the thing. We're still not over the hump, no pun intended, of 18. That's the magical number here is the 1 and the 8.
In
I don't care what other number follows that 1. it's got to be an 8 after that.
What state are we in? In some states, it's legal.
In Arizona.
How's that even legal here? That's not legal.
It's not legal.
In some states, the age of consent, I believe, is...
The marriage took place in Nevada, and the parents signed off.
Okay. All right.
Well,
there you go.
Now, question.
Answer.
The whole thing is, okay, when confronted, the male said that he married this 17-year-old girl because he was done partying and, like, their morals kind of... Like, we're in line and everything. It started off as a friendship and whatnot. Then he asked for permission from the parents to date her. And then 2 weeks within dating, he decided he wanted to marry her.
Oh, sweet.
And so they got married.
Two things.
Yes.
Go ahead. Finish. Shoot.
No.
Okay.
So my question is, like, what is the difference of a year? Like, if you've already, and within 2 weeks of dating her, you've already decided you want to marry, why not just wait the full year and get that extra time to, like, just...
Two things. He's done partying, but what does he think about her mind? She's 17, so she's still got to go through that phase. The other thing, when did they start dating? Because if she's 16 or just turned 17.
Just turned 17.
How old was she when they were actually dating?
So, they didn't start dating until after he talked to her parents and got permission.
Okay.
But at 16, or at 17.
Right around their birthday, right around her birthday. So she was 16 going on 17 when they started dating, officially. There had to be a talking phase.
No. Sometimes you can just hop right in it.
There has to be a talking phase.
Were you going
to
talk about the Wizards of Waverly Place? No. I'm skipping the talking phase.
There's always a talking phase.
What do you mean?
No, there's not.
The talking phase?
Is that what you're referring to? Like the courting phase?
The talking phase can be anywhere from 5 minutes of meeting this person to as long. There could be a 3-year...
That's what I'm saying.
Talking phase before you decide you're official.
Before that's what I'm exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
There has to be a talking phase.
That's my point. Like 13.
Now there's always a talking phase. You know why there's a talking phase?
Why?
Because you don't just look at someone and say, "I'm gonna date that person." You talk to them, and that's why I say it can be anywhere.
You've never heard of Tinder.
You don't date that person.
Yeah.
You're not exclusive in that relationship.
Isn't that a rub and tug, smash and dash?
That's Robert Kraft. Keep up, Corey.
Jesus Christ. What I'm saying, though.
But even when you meet someone on Tinder, like, you talk to them.
Right.
You got to confirm. You got to at least...
You have chat with him. You have some type of dialogue.
That's a talking phase. You're not dating.
And Abducted in Plain Sight, that dude didn't talk to nobody.
That's totally different.
What world do you live in, man?
Earth.
Hey, Corey, talk to me later. I need relief.
Thank you.
what's your take on it, DT?
Yeah.
My thing is, like, bruh, if you... All right. You wanted to be with her? Cool. Why not just wait the year before you, like, did anything so no one can say anything?
She might get snatched up at her graduation. You don't know.
Okay, here's the thought, though. When you think about it, okay, take the ages out of it.
Because age ain't nothing but a number.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Freaking ain't nothing but a thing.
Why are you so mad at R. Kelly?
I'm not.
I'm just saying.
Let's take away the age argument. And let's look at the mentality of a 17-year-old person. Scientifically, her frontal lobe is not fully developed until she hits 21, 22 years old.
Yeah.
Sometimes later in women. So her judgment is not on point. She is going to... She runs a high risk of waking up at the age of 22, 23 and realizing that she may have made a mistake in her life and now she's got to undo it. So we're looking at the mentality. A man that is 35 years old, if he has... the mental capacity to be able to relate to someone that's 17 without any qualms or questions. What I think what they might be dealing with right now, if they talked real quick, they dated real shortly, and they got married real fast, I think what they're not working in love, they're working in a high level of lust. And what lust does is lust depletes itself after a while because then the real people start to show up. So when the real 17-year-old reveals herself and the real 35-year-old reveals himself,
there's going to be a clash. There is no way scientifically that those two minds will be able to connect successfully for a lengthy period of time. I'm telling you this, I witnessed it before, where on a job that I worked at, when I was working for American Express way back in the day, we had a director that was in his mid-30s get together with someone that was in her, that was in, I think she was 18 or 19 years old. They lived in lust for about 2 years. Squatted out about two kids in that time frame.
Oh, she got her money.
And then it started to completely start to, they started to separate once she hit 22, 23 years old. And for nothing in their mind could they ever figure out why the relationship started to tarnish. Now, I didn't have the studies that I had at that time, but it all points to the fact that her frontal lobe completed its development process. Her judgment neurons started firing off, and she realized she threw away a really great opportunity in life to experience a lot of things that she will never experience again because she fell in lust, not in love.
But where was her neocortex?
I know Neo. In the Matrix. Got a good song.
What about her pineal gland?
That has nothing to do
that's
with
a penitentiary.
Look, I can't have a conversation. Look,
one of my favorite movies is Interstellar. And spoiler alert, they go to a lot of different worlds. And one of the worlds she wants to go to visit her boyfriend that landed on that world like 8 years ago. And she says something was pulling her there. And she says love transcends time.
All right.
Now this is the thing. It could possibly work out.
he said,
yeah, because the reason why he said I is because I sat here and gave you some actual scientific proof, and then you come back with a movie.
Is the neocortex not science?
But that's fine. I understand.
Pineal gland?
I understand where your maturity level is.
Corey makes a good point. That's what I was saying. Because when you're young, when you're at that, well, not talking to you because you it ain't you. But
no, that's none of us in this room.
It's your buddy, right? It's the buddy you know, maybe?
It's an acquaintance.
A friend of a friend.
It's just
friend of a friend.
It is that maturity level when she's 17. But here's the key thing. He should have thought about, he said it. He asked his own question. Now I'm 34 or whatever. I'm done partying. Well, think about it. When you were
her age. She's just starting.
Exactly. She ain't jumped off the porch yet. She's got to go through that phase. She's got to go through her whole phase.
Now, let me.
Whoa.
Calling a 17-year-old.
I'm not calling. No disrespect, but.
Okay, I think a better way to put it, not calling it a whole phase, but do experimental. This happens with young couples all the time. They hit a certain age later in life where they realize I did not experience a lot of things when you, especially for couples that like marry their high school sweethearts. Now there's nothing wrong with marrying your high school sweetheart. There's nothing wrong with getting married young. It's just the whole idea of marriage. You know how I feel about that, but we won't go into it. However,
how you feel
however, it comes down to the point where she'll encounter a girlfriend or she'll encounter a friend that has stories that she can't relate to, that has experiences that she can't relate to. And that's going to start to eat at her. That can start to wear her down to the point where she's going to start to feel like she did not experience certain things in life.
Not if he eats at
her.
So
it's not called the whole phase. It's called the lack of experience phase or the desire for experience. Yeah. Just like when the guy turns 50 years old and goes out and buys the
married life wife, the crisis card.
Yeah, the Amati 4000 car.
It's a Fido and Corset.
Whatever the hell it is, the kind of car I have.
What color are they?
What?
What color are they?
One. The dude is black and the girl is Mexican.
Well, never mind. He got a big thing. So
they done for it.
My
know.
Thing, while I was going to go with that, is her. She's going to get it with a girl who's going to tell her about black guys and how they hang like Ray J. And she's going to want to experience that.
That ain't got nothing.
She got a black guy.
But exactly. So it just threw that out.
And here's the thing. Y'all weren't listening to DJ's story. He said they share the same morals.
Okay.
So obviously she don't want to party and he's done partying. So they're good.
Okay. So. To wrap it up.
Yeah, that's what she said now.
I hope that it works out for them. Because what? There's stories that have these types of situations do work out. And there's times that this story, more often than not, doesn't work out.
Can we have them on the show and pick their brains?
Yeah. In one year, I'll send them a wedding gift.
Can we acknowledge that you're playing Michael Jackson after this talk?
His maturity level tonight is below charts.
Should have did R. Kelly to make it better.
I was just saying.
Please take us to break when we come back with a whole new host of gatherers of men.
A whole new host?
I don't know what the hell I'm saying. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. Let's hold our hands.
Hi, everybody. It's Corey Blaze to tell you about... Trying to do a commercial here. To tell you about a very important...
Uncle Corey's...
Who's talking right now?
Yes, Connie. I know Connie.
Okay, I got this. This is Corey Blaze to tell...
Yeah, I think it's the oldest.
I don't even know what that means. I'm trying to tape a commercial.
Misha Cash and Tuna Day Misha. So, because Daddy.
What is that 3-year-old chatter? I don't know what that is. Okay, fine. You tell him. You want to tell him? You go ahead and tell him.
I love you, so.
Okay, fine. Yes, I love you too. Listen.
Okay, and Daddy.
Okay, fine. You get you. Whatever you've got to say clearly is more important than what I've got to say. All right, folks, so that's the end of this commercial.
Uncle Corey's
Fat Guy Radio Show.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
You remember the time we
That's my other one.
There we go. Lil D's daughter, that's Bea, the 3-year-old niece. There she is. Wouldn't let Uncle Corey get his commercial in and had the mic as close to her mouth as possible.
Right. She knows how to speak through the mic.
There is some radio magic happening
and that
there.
That just tore you up. I bet you were just a stickler to that, huh?
I fought her in the parking lot afterwards. It was great. All right, everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show.
I heard the she shot his pinky toe.
So you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe with your little Nerf gun.
I know that's Bronx Knights.
Hey, boys. Welcome back to the show, everybody. All right. At the end of the show, I want to try something new.
Uh-oh.
Pull apart.
Okay, everybody saw the Oscars.
Like clips.
Okay,
but...
well, the Oscars, you know, the whole thing about the Oscars being too white.
Who's Oscar anyway?
I don't know.
The Grouch.
He's a little statue. The Oscars, I'm not even going to get in this because he can't handle this conversation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, go to afterthelevels.com and I'll put my reply or my reaction to the Oscars. You can't handle it.
No, okay, I'll behave.
You can't handle it.
No, I'm mature.
No, I'm going to let you continue to be immature with a new bit that we have on the show where it's perfectly acceptable for you to be immature.
What happened to that group immature?
God, ADD squirrel.
They became IMX.
You gotta help me with that.
Hey, I'm sorry.
I was talking about boy groups to somebody. I was like, men, like grown men don't listen to boy groups. Then besides Jodeci, you got 112.
Yeah. Jagged Edge.
But I forgot about Immature.
Immature.
Immature became IMX.
Because they were immature no more.
Right.
Ah, that's true, because they matured.
Yeah.
Unlike chair number two. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a new bit that we're talking. We don't have any graphics for it yet. We're going to work up some graphics on this because I literally came up with this while I was in the bathroom this morning.
Is it Lil D's question?
No, it's not Lil D's question, but it's close to that.
Okay.
It's called Phoenix Poppin'.
What's up, Phoenix? What's up? Hey.
So Phoenix Poppin' is basically where we take local stories and local headlines and discuss them. Because, man, Phoenix has got some interesting things going on. All
it's
right.
Poppin'.
Trending on Phoenix right now. Lil D, I'll throw this one at you here, buddy.
Bring it.
Phoenix PD arrest a mother and a grandmother for smoking fentanyl in a car with a 3-year-old.
Ooh.
A Phoenix mother and grandmother were arrested after smoking fentanyl in a car with a 3-year-old seated between them, according to police records. Phoenix police report that they arrested Heather Marie Egan, 39, and her mother, Jenny Ann Chote, 58, Wednesday, at their home near 19th Avenue and Bethany Home Road.
Wow. Damn, that's by that QT.
That is by that QT.
That QT popping.
Phoenix popping.
What's up, Phoenix? What's up? What's up, Phoenix? What's up?
All right. All right, DA, this one's for you.
Wait, can we get into that? How do you smoke fentanyl?
I don't know, but we got to the funny and we're moving on. That's what we do in radio. PD, Phoenix teacher put a pencil
And a 10-year-old student's butt crack.
Whoa. Did they get the parents' permission?
Okay. Prosecutors have charged the Phoenix teacher with a felony aggravated assault for putting a pencil down the pants of a 10-year-old student with special needs.
Oh, wow.
The 56-year-old teacher, Vicky Bidden Martin, told police that the student's butt crack was showing. So she said it was a very poor decision to put the eraser end of the pencil about half an inch or more down the student's crack.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, honestly, it's a kid. I shouldn't have been laughing in the first place, so I apologize, children. But once you said it was special needs, that's even more jacked up.
Yeah, but dude, when you're in elementary school, you've stuck worse things in your ass.
It's never too early for a prostate exam.
Phoenix popping!
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up?
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up, Phoenix?
Jump on it. Jump on it.
All right, a little DT, this one's coming to you.
All right.
Man killed in Phoenix just earlier this week. Man killed in a wrong-way crash along Southern Avenue in South Phoenix. Phoenix police officials say a man is dead following a car crash in South Phoenix just this morning.
Oh, wow.
According to a statement released by Thursday afternoon, the crash happened around 7:28 a.m. on the 2400 block of West Southern Avenue. The driver, who died identified as blank, was heading west on Southern Avenue in his 2002 Toyota SUV when the car crossed over the center of the road into oncoming traffic. The Toyota SUV then collided with a 2018 Nissan SUV that was heading east.
Wow. I'm just saying, Toyota, I guess...
It's everywhere you want to be.
Oh man, I'm just happy I leave my house at
7:50.
All right, Lil D.
Yes, sir.
The drivers in downtown Phoenix are ignoring pedestrians in the crosswalk. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. This is real off of azfamily.com. Are not our friends down at Channel 3 and Channel 5. People strolling around downtown Phoenix say they're walking a fine line between safety and danger, even though they're in the crosswalk. Arizona has one of the highest rates of vehicle versus pedestrian collisions in the country. In fact, Phoenix tops the nation's average, the national average of pedestrian fatalities. Crosswalks are a safety zone for pedestrians when used properly. Unfortunately, drivers ignore the crosswalk and block people from safely crossing.
Yeah, it's true. I saw that actually the other day.
Really? You witnessed it happening? Yeah. You're on the roads all the time.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Good.
No, I was going to say, I live by the saying that if you walk in, you better act like you're allergic to my car, because I ain't stopping.
Phoenix popping!
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up?
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up, Phoenix?
Jump on it!
Jump on it!
Okay, have you ever wondered, all of you,
all right,
how when we got the light rail put in, what, about 4 or 5 years ago, you want to say? Maybe longer?
Yeah, a little bit longer.
A little longer than that. Well, you know, Phoenix, we're stupid. We can't drive in the rain.
Actually, I'm going to go so far to say as far as 9 to 10 years ago, because I remember celebrating my friend's 21st birthday. He's 30 as well.
Okay.
And we celebrated his 21st birthday by taking a trip from the light rail all the way down to Mill Ave.
So how long ago was that?
That was about 10 years ago.
Okay, so it's been a while.
When she was like 7 years old.
When she was 17.
17 now.
Here's the thing. We still running into these damn things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And when cars run into them, have you ever wondered how they get those trains back on the tracks?
I never thought they came off the track.
I think it's magnetic.
No, they come. They pop off the track. The power is coming from the line above it.
Oh.
So they run in tracks that are embedded in our street.
I never knew they
but
knocked
when
them
they
off.
Get hit by a car,
yeah,
because they get hit all the time.
Right,
they get hit by a car, they get knocked off the track.
I never knew.
Yeah,
have you ever wondered how they put it back on?
They just go to Home Depot with a pickup truck.
I just thought it was a crane.
A crane came out and lifted them back on. Lil D, have you thought about it, or are you just too busy knocking the rails off the?
Busy knocking off the rails.
I understand. According to breaking news here in Phoenix, Phoenix fire crews today demonstrate how they use airbags to lift the rail cars back onto the tracks after an accident.
Really?
Oh, wow.
They have these inflatable, like, industrial airbags that are these big black things.
Yeah, funny.
That's what you said.
So they stick the Corey bag under them, the big, huge, fat thing, and they inflate it, and then they're able to put casters under it, and they move it back over to where it needs to be, because these things get knocked off of them, and two people, the story was that two people were hit by a light rail train in the last 2 weeks of Phoenix. I tell you, people get hit by them. So not only are we hitting them, they're hitting us.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If you get hit, they did that on purpose.
They got the right of way, though.
Both were pinned. You would think so. Both were pinned. Both were pinned underneath and needed help from firefighters to lift the train off of them. The victim from Wednesday's crash was pulled out alive but extremely conditioned. He was taken to a trauma hospital, blah, blah, blah. But what they did is that they take these airbags and they slip them under the cars, the rail cars, and inflate them.
Okay.
And they lift the car completely up off of the person that they're on, or lifts them up so that they can be put back on the track.
You were saying the train has the right of way or the pedestrian?
No, the train.
Because I was going to say, who's cutting off a train?
Yeah, the train would.
But my question is, how much does it cost to get these brinker brinkers for the...
Yeah,
for the light rails. I mean, where can I get them? Because I got family members as big as trains that we need a bigger bigger for.
You know what I'm saying?
I need these moon bouncers for my fat friends.
Moon bouncers.
They literally are life size moon bouncers that they put under these freaking trains to lift them off of.
That's pretty funny. I didn't know that.
All right. Phoenix popping.
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up, Phoenix?
All right, boys.
You can use this for your DJing set.
11 people have been charged in South Phoenix drug distribution ring.
They got my cousin.
They got, listen to them.
It has been dry in the streets.
Real quick, though, my picture on there?
You know what? That first picture do kind of look like a Lil D.
Oh, no!
yeah, it does.
Of course, you got
that dude, though.
That first picture kind of looked like a Lil D. 11 people charged in the South Phoenix drug ring. A grand jury has indicted people on multiple charges involving drug distribution. The ring that operated in South Phoenix, the Arizona Attorney's General Office said the indictments is the result of a year-long Phoenix police investigation that involved dealing in oxycodone, crack cocaine, and marijuana.
Wow, they got all the good stuff.
All the good stuff going on down there and south of the Phoenix.
That's my neighborhood.
Corey, have you ever tried crack?
Crack is whack. Crack is cheap.
Well, so that's a yes.
That's the reason right there why we got to build that wall.
We do got to build that wall, and that is Phoenix Poppin'.
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up?
What's up, Phoenix?
What's up, Phoenix?
All right, so that's our new little thing. That's our new Phoenix Poppin' thing.
I'd like to know what's going on.
And yeah, we you know what?
What's going on?
We're community building here.
Yeah, we do.
Unlike the Oscars.
Yeah, what happened? What were you going to say?
I'm not going to say anything about that because, I don't want to get into it because, number one, we're at the end of the show, and all I want to do is I want to tell you about how I fell down my stairs.
You fell down the stairs?
It probably happened at a studio or at your house.
At home.
That's why they said on the news there was a light earthquake. They didn't know where it came from.
You son of a biscuit. How dare you?
He got wooden stairs at his house, so you know I heard it.
Oh, man. How many boards do you have to replace?
I didn't have to replace any boards.
Them poor
trees.
Did it hurt?
Oh, so those are like fake wood. It's actually steel that's painted like wood. Got it.
Can you imagine it falling? Whoa.
Bro, it was like this.
Oh, no. Help me, please. Let me please.
Buddy.
The bitch is at it again.
No.
They brought in the things that they did with light rail to lift them up.
They gave Corey the moon bounce. They needed to blink up.
How dare you?
Did it hurt?
Yes, it hurt.
Are the stairs okay?
The house is still standing.
How did you fall?
I'm glad that you're concerned.
AJ find you?
No, they got the kid. Did he find me? No, I had a life alert, you son of a biscuit.
I'm falling and I can't get up.
I hate all of you.
That's why a helicopter was hovering around. There's something on the news the other day.
What's the movie with the pink flubber that was like floating around? That's why I kind of pictured that. Like,
real talk though, how did you fall? Like, what happened?
Tell
the story.
I was running. I was not
me running.
Yeah, right.
No, I was. Well, you guys know how I'm always, my head's always wrapped up in something. There's always 35,000 things going on in my mind. So I was carrying like some Amazon boxes or something from upstairs. Mm-hmm. So my hands weren't full, but my hands were full.
Okay.
And so I was stocking footed. We don't wear shoes in the house, and I didn't have on my house shoes. You know,
you do seem bougie like that.
What?
No shoes in the house on my carpet.
It's an Asian thing. He's part Asian. Look, you see the way he looked at him?
He did. He looked like he wanted to jump across his board, but he was like, "Hey, you right though."
I have very light, cheap carpet in my house that I did not put in.
About you or your life pretty light.
No, but hey, no, he used the word cheap. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's the keyword. Cheap. No. He's that cheap carpet.
It was cheap because when I bought it, it was remodeled and they put in the cheap apartment carpet and they put it in over the existing tile in my downstairs. Uh-huh. So I didn't choose the carpet, but the carpet is
chose you.
Carpet is
I ain't choose the carpet.
I want him. I want him.
So you come over my house. You're the first time visitor. You get a pass and you get to wear your shoes in for the first time. Uh-huh. If you choose to, most people that come over my house for the first time actually are more than happy to take their shoes off. But if you don't, your first visit in, you can leave your shoes on because you might not be prepared. But after that, you know when you come to the house, you got to take your shoes off.
Like holes in their socks.
So they got the holes in their socks. Their feet stink. They wore their swamp socks.
Swamp socks! Swamp socks!
Yeah, my feet stink.
You can't never come over to my house then. Your feet stink. Swamp socks.
I got a story about that for another day.
But people do take their shoes off. So I was stocking footed and I was just walking down the stairs and it was like, I knew it. Okay. I've been living in my house for almost 10 years now.
He knew the stairs was there, but he didn't know they was there. Yeah.
I knew eventually that I was going to end up missing a step and taking a spill.
Uh-huh.
Now what you guys should be.
Why did I get I don't know. I'm sorry. I got a visual, but then my visual jumped to like, I wonder, has Ray Charles ever missed any steps?
I'm the immature one.
Georgia? No!
And you called me the immature one? And they laughing at a blind man falling, and you laughing at a blind man. You doing sound effects to it.
I'm not
but
laughing.
I'm the immature one.
You are. So I'm just carrying boxes, and I've got like six that go down one way, then you've got the landing, and then you turn and you go down another six or seven steps. And so I missed the second to the last step on the first landing. So I slipped, and I knew that my big ass, it would not be advisable to my drywall and the construction of my house for me to reach for the guardrail to try to break my fall. So I just took it.
Yep. Just let it go.
I just took it.
Among other things, you ate it.
Did you record it? Because that could have been your audition for the new live remake of Indiana Jones.
You got cameras in your house, right? Did it catch it?
No, none are pointing at the stairs. Because what's going to happen on the stairs? What are people going to steal? My wood?
That's happened to me before.
Here's another question. Did you hit the corner and keep rolling down the other side?
Bro.
I'm not a cartoon character.
Was this a pinball machine?
Yeah, I know, right? Like he hit the wall and his blubber bounced him and he just rolled down the next.
I literally just fell down. I slipped the steps and my butt just came down. And I will be proud to know that I didn't drop anything while I was down. I jumped up so quick as to hope that no
one saw.
He said he dropped the weight.
I can't still. I hate you.
He picked
so
it
much.
Right back up, though.
You son of a biscuit. How dare you?
Hey, that's bad of us. He was trying to tell us a story. We just talked so much. Don't tell us nothing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. I hope you enjoyed the show. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Shop Amazon at FatGuyRadioShow.com and click the Amazon banner there. If you want it, you can get it. at Amazon through Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. And we thank you so much for doing so. All right. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to Fat Guy Radio Show. I have to get to the slide. At gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure to look us up, follow, and share. For Daniel Taylor.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Fat people follow slow motion.
And Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply naked with your shirt on.
Or fat people falling.
Or they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye-bye. Fat people falling.
I'm hurting.
Hey, before you go, I want to remind you, once again, subscribe to our bonus show, Afterburn, by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn and get your subscription and become a Patreon member today through our partnership with Patreon. That's fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn.